We're going to learn Shabbos Daf Hey Amar Aleph. We are holding on Daf Hey Amar Aleph. We are at Ella Amar Rabbi Zeira. So we're trying to figure out the authorship of our Mishnah. So it says the Gemara Ella Amar Rabbi Zeira Hamani Acherim. The author of our Mishnah is the Acherim that's quoted in the following Brisa. The Tanya, the Brisa tells us Acherim Omrim Amar Bimkom of Vekibel Chayav. That if a person who's receiving the item is standing 4 amos away from the guy who's throwing it and he catches the item, the guy who throws it is chayiv because he was maver dalan amos in Rosh Hashanah. But if the guy who's catching it had to run in order to make the catch, then the guy who threw it is pater because the hanacha didn't happen the way he had planned it. It didn't happen mikocho. The makabel is the one that made the hanacha happen. The zorek only did the akira and then threw it, but the completion of the melacha was done by the person who made the great catch. So says Gemara, why is it Amad b'makom v'kibel chayiv? Habi in anachal gabi makom rabba v'leka. If the guy stood in place and caught it, why should the zorik be chayiv? The hanach was still not on a place that was arba tzvachim. It landed in someone's hand. El shemamina lo bina makom rabba. So you see that apparently you don't need a makom rabba in order to be chayiv, even if it goes on someone's hand, you're going to be chayiv. So too, our Mishnah will assume like Acherim, and that's why the Akira and the Hanacha in the hands of the Balabayas is enough to be mechayiv the Ani of Karban Chatos. So the Gemara said, nah, you can't learn from Acherim all the dinim that are mentioned in our Mishnah. So our Mishnah is not necessarily going to be like Acherim. V'dilma, Hanacha hu delo be'inan, ha'akira be'inan. Maybe you only see from there that the Hanacha doesn't have to be on a place that's Dalet al Dalet, because the guy who made the catch, it went into his hand. But that doesn't necessarily tell you about the Akira, the Hanacha Nami Dilma, the Pashav Kanfei V'Kiblei. And maybe by the Hanacha also, that we've shown from Acherim that it doesn't require a Makom Dalet al Dalet, maybe it's not talking about where the guy caught it in his hand. Maybe he stretched out his Beged, which became a Makom Dalet al Dalet, the Ikanami Hanacha, and in that case you have and he caught it in his beged where you have an actual legitimate hanacha. So we can't bring any raya from Acherim that you don't need a hanacha on a place that's 4x4 tvachim. So therefore, back to the kasha. Why is it that in our Mishnah that you're chayiv even though you're doing an akira from someone's hand or a hanacha into somebody's hand, whatever happened to the requirement that the place be dalet al dalet tvachim? So Amar Rabbi Abba Masnisin Kedon Sheakra Mitraskal, that you picked up the object from a basket that's 4x4 tefachim that the guy is holding in his hand. V'niach al gabei traskel, when you did the hanacha into a basket, the ikanami hanacha. I affecting more of a hayado katani, but how can you say it's talking about taking it from a basket and putting it in a basket? It's not what it says. It says yado. It says you're taking it from a hand and putting it in a hand. So to me, traskel shebi yado. The Mishnah should say that you're oker or maniach from a traskel from the basket that's in somebody's hand. So the Gemara asks that if we're going to say that our Mishnah is talking about that there's a basket, so then we should have said that the Mishnah is going against Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Ha teinach traskel b'rishul siyachid. This works out very well if you're talking about the traskel, that the basket that the Balabais is holding in a rishul siyachid. So the Ani who picks up from that basket or puts something into that basket is putting on a place that's arba'a al arba'a. El traskel is b'rishul siyachid, rishul siyachid hu. But if you actually have a basket that's in the Rosh Hasharavim, then it loses its status of being in a Rosh Hasharavim. The halacha would consider that to be a Rosh Hayachid. We're about to see Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda holds. And therefore, the Balabais who put something into a basket that's in a Rosh Hasharavim should not be chayiv at all. And if he's oker something from a basket that's in a Rosh Hasharavim, he should not be chayiv at all because he just moves something from one Rosh Hasharavim to another. So lema, the lo Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda, should we say, our Mishnah, therefore, has to be, if it's talking about a basket, it's against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. Because the Brisa tells as follows, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Noatz kona b'Rosh Hasharavim u'b'rosho traskel. If you stick a pole into the Rosh Hasharavim, and on the top of that pole, there is a basket that's 4x4 tefachim, and it's not 10 tefachim deep. Zarak v'nachal gadov, and you throw an object from the Rosh Hasharavim, and it lands in the basket. Chayiv, you're chayiv for being machnis from Rosh Hasharavim to Rosh Hashiachid. So if our Mishnah is talking about that you picked something something up from a truskel, you put something down in a truskel, it just wouldn't work with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Pasher Balabayis is Yadol Chutz, V'natan L'tzoch Yadol Shalani, Amai Chayiv. When the Balabayis sticks his hand out and puts something in the basket of the ani, why would the Baal Bayis be chayiv? Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid come apik. All he did was move something from one Rishus Yachid to another Rishus Yachid. Says Marna, Afilu Tema Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We could even say that our mission is going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. And the Baal Bayis put something in the ani's basket. It's not a stira. Hasam lemalame asara. By the case where we said that the traskel has a din of Rishus Yachid, that's the matter that the traskel is on top of a pole, think like a basketball hoop, where it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground. So we view the mechitzos of the basket, obviously the basket of the basketball hoop would not be the kind of basket we're talking about, because the basket, things wouldn't be able to fall through, it's not a net, it's an actual basket. But I mean, the point is it's on top of a pole. So it's on top of a pole, it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, and we view the mechitzos as if they go straight down until the ground, and therefore it's considered to be makom mukaf mechitzos, that it's surrounded by mechitzos that are 10 tfachim tall, and that's why it's a rishus yachid. Our mission is also talking about a basket, but it's talking about a basket that's low down on the ground. So even if you were to view the walls of the basket as if they went all the way down to the ground, it's still not going to be Rishus Yachid, because those mechitzos still won't be 10 tfachim. So the Baal Bayis who moves something into such a basket is in fact going to be chayiv. Kashlin Rabbi Avo, mi katani trasko shabiyado, vahiyado katani. So it says Rabbi Avo just rejects this on technical grounds. Meaning you're right, logically, if it was a basket, the Mishnah would fit and it would not be against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Abba. It's just hard to imagine that the Mishnah is talking about a basket, because it doesn't say a basket. It says that the Baal Bayis put something in the ani's hand. Ella Amar Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo says the Mishnah must be talking about kigon shel shil shel yado lemata mishlosha, that it must be that he put his hand within three tefachim of the ground, the kibla, and he accepted the object with his hand within three tefachim of the ground. So and that's considered as if you put the object directly on the ground. Because anything within three tefachim is like lavud. It's as if it's just flat ground, and the ground is 4x4 tefachim. I, frankly, Gemari omeid katani. Hard to imagine that the guy's hand was within three tefachim of the ground. The Mishnah says that he was omeid, that he was standing. If you're standing up, your hand is not going to be within three tefachim of the ground. So the Gemara gives three answers. How could it be that a person who's standing has his hand less than three tefachim from the ground? Number one, b'shochem, maybe he's bending down. V'bayseima, b'guma, maybe he's standing, but he's standing in a hole in the ground, and he's sticking his hand out of the hole, right above the ground level. V'bayseima, b'nanas, or the person could be a dwarf, in which case he's very low to the ground. As it is, so his hand could be within three tefachim of the ground. So the Gemara asks, that if you're talking about that his hand is lower than three tefachim from the ground, Amar Rava, ichbol tana lashmin and kol hani, the Tana goes out of its way to tell me the halacha of Hotzah and Shabbos in such strange cases. Who does that? Who stands bent over with their hand three tefachim from the ground, or stands in a pit and sticks their hand out of the pit and then passes things in one direction or the other? Or how often do you have a situation where there's a dwarf? I mean, come on, that's the case of the Mishnah. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says differently. Yado shel adam chashuv lo ka'arba'a al arba'a. That a person's hand is considered to be 4x4 tefachim. V'chein kiasa Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yado shel adam chashuv lo ka'arba'a al arba'a. That it's a regular case as we understood the Mishnah in the first place. Someone, the Baal Bayis, is handing to the ani into his hand, and just a person's hand has the halachic status of a place that's 4x4 tefachim. So first main point over here, we have three ways to explain why you're chayiv in the Mishnah. At least on this Amud, we have three ways to explain why you're chayiv in the Mishnah for handing something to the ani's hand, even though his hand is less than 4x4 tefachim. One possibility was that we're talking about you putting it in a basket that's in his hand. Second possibility is you're putting it in his hand, but his hand is less than three tefachim from the ground. And third possibility is just halachically, a hand always is considered to be 4x4 tefachim. So now the Gemara brings something else that Rabbi Yochanan says, that we learn that a person's hand is considered 4x4 tefachim. Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Eloi, Rabbi Yochanan. Zarak chifetz v'nach b'toch yadosh al chaveru. A person throws an object 4 amos v'shoshan, and it lands in someone else's hand, chayiv. So the guy who throws it is going to be chayiv karban chatas. So my kamashulan, what's the great chiddush over here that he's chayiv yadushol and chashuv lo karba al arba v'hamar Rabbi Yochanan chad zimna? What the great chiddush is that even though it landed in someone's hand, that's considered to be a hanacha because a person's hand is considered to be 4x4 tefachim. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan already tell me that halacha? So it says in Ramah, the tema hani milihecha da'achshva huliyade avalecha d'lo achshva huliyade emalo. I might think that only when the person is machshiv his friend's hand by putting something into it, it's considered 4x4 tefachim. But if it just landed there, but I wasn't trying to aim to put something into it, maybe it doesn't have the status of 4x4 tefachim. Kamash mulan. That's why Rabbi Yochanan has to tell me that no, by its very nature, a hand has a status of 4x4 tefachim. Rabbi Yochanan. Person throws something for Amos in Rishus Rabim, Amad Mimakomo Vikibel Chayiv Akam Mimakomo Vikibel Pater. If the guy who catches it stood in place and caught it, then the guy who threw it is Chayiv. If the guy had to make a nice running catch, then the guy who threw it is Pater. Tanya Namiachi, Acherim Omrim, Amad Mimakomo Vikibel Chayiv Akam Mimakomo Vikibel Pater. Acherim say the same exact thing. So now we raise the following Shaila. Boy Rabbi Yochanan, Zarak Chayfetz Vinekar. Who mimakomo v'chazar v'kiblo? What if I throw an object and then I run underneath it and I run to catch it myself? The guy who threw it caught it. Mahu, is he chayav for being mavidal rams for shram or not? So my kamibayle, what's the suffix? Why would you ever say that the guy is potter? He did an akira. He was mavidal rams for shram and a hanacha. So amravad barava shnei kochos v'admechad kamibayle. The suffix is when one person does a malacha with two separate kochos where it didn't. The object didn't get to the place where it was supposed to get from the koach hazrika alone. It was only through the koach of him running under it and catching it that the hanacha happened, and the akira happened without a hanacha. So do we view that as two separate koach? Do we view that as if it's all like being done by one person and therefore it's chayiv? Or do we view it like it's two people and therefore it's going to be pater? So the Gemara raises a shaila, and it doesn't answer the shayla. Gemara raises the shayla whether if a person throws dalet amos to himself in a rishus rabim, whether he's chayiv or patur. So now another din that Rabbi Yochanan says with regard to the malach of hotzah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. A guy is standing in rishus rabim, hichnis yado l'toch chater chaver v'kibel megishamin v'hotzi chayiv. A person is standing in rishus rabim, puts his hand into someone else's chater, and he catches the rainwater that's coming down, and then he's motzi the mayim into rishus rabim, he's chayiv chatos for the malach of hotzah, because he uprooted the megishamin from Rishus Yach, then he put it into Rishus Radim. So Mask for Rabbi Zeira asked him this, Mali Hitino Chavera, Mali Hitino Shemayim. What difference does it make whether someone else put the object in his hand and he carried it outside to the Rishus Radim, where we say that he's Pater, or whether Shemayim put it into his hand, the rain coming down. Iu, Lo Avid, Akira. Either way, he is not the guy who did the Akira. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say he's Chayiv in such a case? So Lotem Akivel El Akala. Now, the case must not be that it just landed in his hand, but rather that he sort of moved the rainwater. That when the rainwater came down, it hit one hand on the rainwater, and he caught it in the second hand. So he was using one hand to gather the rainwater into the other hand, and that right there is the akira. So it says, but v'habim akira me'algabe makom arba aleka. When he's catching it from the air, it's not coming from a makom arba. So I'm Rabbi Chiya b'Rei Rav Huna. Now the case is the rain is landing on a flat wall, and he is, from the top of a wall, and he is pushing the rain off of the wall. So the wall itself is 4x4 tefachim. So he is in fact doing an akira. But on a wall, the water doesn't sit still. The water is just constantly flowing. So the Gemara answers, no. Rava says that we're talking about a wall that's on an angle and it protrudes out a little bit from the bottom. So over here also we're talking about that he pulls the rainwater from the Kosel Meshufa where the rainwater is considered to be gathered and sitting on the wall. So that is in fact an akira. So Bez Hashem will pick up from there tomorrow where we're going to discuss what the original context of Rava's statement was about a Kosel Meshufa. What exactly was the case of a Kosel Meshufa? Rashupa that Rava had initially said that we are now applying to this case. So Ben Shem will pick up from that tomorrow when we do Daf Hayam Beis.